this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Great job on that alto there, officer.
Thanks, Leon. You're not so bad yourself.
We're going to miss you around here, John Avery.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to visit my daughter and grandkids over Christmas. And Jason's going to be there, too.
This will be like a family reunion for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been together like this in years. I can't wait.
Well, we got to get you out of here so you don't miss your flight.
Oh, I'll be fine, Connie. My plane doesn't leave till late tonight.
Lester, what are you doing for the holidays?
I like to go around and help people.
That's sweet.
Oh, I'll get it. Excuse me.
No, there's one song we didn't do yet.
Okay, I'm coming. Keep ringing. I wonder who this is. Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Jana. Everything okay?
Not really. Did you hear Chicago got hit by a blizzard?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they just shut down O'Hare. Huh. Canceled all the flights. Including yours.
Oh, no.
They've stopped the trains, too.
Well, I could drive.
Oh, that would take 3 days.
Mm.
Yeah, so looks like we won't be able to get together at all for the holidays.
Mm.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Will you call me tomorrow?
Yeah.
The kids will want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I will. Well, good night, Jana. Hey, I love you.
You too, Dad.
Well, okay, back to the party.
In excelsis Deo.
Everything okay, Whit?
Oh, I'm fine.
If you ask me, I think he's just anxious to get out of here.
Good point. All right, everybody, time to clear out. Whit's End closes early on Christmas Eve.
Bye, Connie.
Bye-bye. Hey. So long, Tom.
Bundle up, everybody.
Bye-bye. See you, Lester. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
See you guys. Oh. Well, I guess I'll go home. How about a little reading?
Howdy, Tom here.
Hi, Tom.
Quit. Aren't you supposed to be on your way to the airport?
Yeah, well,
I'm coming. Quit. You mind if I call you back?
Well,
I'm running late for Agnes's Christmas party at the home tonight.
Yeah.
Fact is, I'm heading out the door to catch my ride.
Oh, yeah, of course. Have a good time.
Well, thanks. Listen, you be sure to say hi to Jana and Jason and all the crew for me, okay?
Well, actually, I...
Yeah?
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Well, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Hi, this is Connie. Sorry I'm not available right now. Just leave your name and number after the beep.
Well, that's two strikes. Music might be nice.
Tired of itchy feet? Well, we have a wonderful product.
A very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, to me and my family. Well, maybe a CD.
John, what's that music I hear? You got a new record for Christmas.
It's Jack's. He wanted me to have it.
Well, that's the last present. Not much here, I'm afraid.
John, what's eating you?
All right. You really want to know? Just look at this puny little excuse for a Christmas tree. All I can get for my family is a $2 special on a back lot. All I can get my kids are 2 gifts each. That's it. What kind of dad would...
You're a great dad.
A man is supposed to provide for his family.
There's more to providing than things.
Yeah, but it's just hard.
Daddy, Mommy!
Jana, what are you doing up this late?
Jerry has a great idea.
Oh, boy. That sounds like trouble already.
No, really. See, Billy's family always opens up one present on Christmas Eve. And I was just thinking...
Can we open up just one present, Daddy? Please?
But if we did, we'd have even fewer gifts to open tomorrow.
John.
We could start a whole new tradition, Dad. Just think what a happy Christmas Eve this will be with big smiles on our faces. Jana, smile.
Stop it, you two. Okay, we'll open up just one gift. How about the family gift?
Yay!
Let's try that little blue one.
Yeah!
Just a little something we thought you kids would like.
It's a bell.
Just like the bell in the movie. It's a beautiful, wonderful...
It's a wonderful life. That's right, Jana. Do you remember what the little girl said at the end?
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Jason's awake. Let's show him our new Christmas bell.
Jason, look what we got for Christmas.
Now see there? They're playing with a bell and enjoying it.
Such a simple thing.
Seems like our kids could teach you something here.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Look at him, he's so funny.
Hello?
Dad?
Well, hi, Jana.
I just wanted to check up on you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just fine.
Hey, I feel terrible that we couldn't get together.
Well, it wasn't your fault, and really, I'll be fine.
Well, at least you have your friends there. You can spend time with your friends, right? Dad?
Huh? Oh, sorry, Jana. I was just remembering. Do you remember the glass nativity set?
The one with two wise men?
Yeah. I found it in the attic last week, and I've got it right here on the mantel.
Oh.
Now, there was a Christmas to remember, huh?
Oh, yes. Oh. I will never forget that one. Well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Dad.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Jana.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. A Christmas to remember.
Sorry about the cuckoo clock.
What do you mean, son? It's a wonderful gift.
Yeah, but it's so small. I saved my allowance for 3 months, and this is all I could buy for you.
I think it's a cute cuckoo clock. So does Mom.
Yeah.
You know another gift I would really appreciate?
What?
If you would play your violin for us tonight.
Oh, I can do that. I'll practice right now.
Okay, then.
Daddy, I really like my train.
I thought you would.
Daddy, can I show Jason the nativity set you got from your friend?
Sure. I put it up there on the mantle. Handle it carefully.
Christmas dinner is almost ready.
The turkey smells wonderful, honey.
Wait till you see it.
This nativity is the most beautiful I've ever seen. Look how it sparkles.
It's pretty, all right. It's made out of hand-blown glass from Brazil.
Wow. And there's baby Jesus. See, Jason?
Uh-huh.
And who do you suppose these three gentlemen are?
Look, Jason, the three wise men. Oh!
Make that the two wise men.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt it.
It's all right, Jana. You just need to be more careful. Watch the glass there.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
The train broke, too.
The train?
It just goes backwards now, but it doesn't go frontways. See?
Oh, what? Did you do something with the wires?
I don't think so.
The wires on the transformer must be reversed. Jana, you clean up the wise men while I work on the train.
Yes, sir.
There, go ahead and give it a try.
No, still backwards.
That's pretty strange. I guess instead of a choo-choo, we'll have to call it a ooch-ooch. Well, I guess not.
I'll be right back, Daddy.
Where are you going?
I'm getting the broom from the kitchen.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, honey. Oh, the turkey.
What's going on? Whoa, what a mess.
Jerry, would you check out Jason's train? It's running backwards. I'll clean up the turkey. Jana, you get the wise man. What's that?
It's your cuckoo clock.
It sounds like a dying moose.
Dad, one day I'm gonna get you a real cuckoo clock.
I like this one just fine.
John, I think we need to sit down and just have a nice, quiet meal. In spite of everything, let's just do it.
I agree.
All right, then. It's time for Christmas dinner.
Yay!
Let's all sit down. Is everybody settled?
I'm hungry.
Pass the sweet potatoes, please.
Not before we pray. Let's bless the meal.
We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, especially the most precious gift of all.
It must be ready. Turkey delight quick meal. Yeah. Who could that be? Hello?
What?
This is Whit.
Whit?
Bernard, is that you?
Sorry, Whit. I must have pressed the wrong speed button or something. Merry Christmas. I'll see you.
Oh, well, wait.
Huh? Yeah?
Bernard, my flight was canceled. O'Hare got snowed out.
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to see your family. Oh, well, that's just awful, Whit.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it might be a good idea for me to just visit with my friends over the holidays. So, well, how about if we get together sometime, huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't mean to trouble you.
You aren't the trouble. The trouble is I'm not here or there or whatever.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Florida, Whit. Yeah, Maud and I decided to skip the Christmas blizzard this year and head south. Maud just did a belly flop in the pool. A woman needs to act her age. But, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get together as soon as I'm back in town, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Merry Christmas, Whit.
Merry Christmas, Bernard. Goodbye.
Like all the presents. Oh,
Jason, save your bows, please. Jana, you have some there? Jana?
I'm sorry. Here you go.
I think you'll find there's a pretty handy toolkit there, Jason. Hope you like it.
Thanks, Dad.
It's got an adjustable wrench, like you wanted.
Yeah, that's neat.
Well, I wish I could hear him play his violin again. Just one more time.
Can I go to my room now?
Well, I was hoping that maybe we could...
Who could that be?
I'll check.
How about if we take a little break and then have our lunch later?
Good idea.
Merry Christmas. Dad, we got a package.
On Christmas Day?
Special delivery. It's from Vietnam.
You mean...
Is it really from Jerry?
The postmark says October, a month before he died.
Must have gotten delayed in the mail. All right. It's a cuckoo clock.
There's a note. This clock was made by one of the locals here. He gave it to me after our troop rescued his family from enemy fire. And by the way, this one doesn't sound like a moose.
It's beautiful.
Love, Jerry.
Jason, could you wind it up for us?
Yes, sir.
Dad, could you play Silent Night on the violin?
Oh, I haven't touched that thing in years.
John, would you please?
Well, okay. goodness, look at this dust. I've never been upstaged by a cuckoo bird. All right, let's try this again.
It's 1977, the year in review.
This fire needs a little bit of a push. Get some more of this log on there. There. How's that look, Jenny?
There's a pretty fire.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I've got a cup of hot chocolate for you and a cozy spot right here on the couch by the fire.
Oh, there.
You're supposed to relax on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Jenny. It's just so quiet around here. I don't know.
I'm not loud enough for you?
Oh, no, you know what I mean. I miss the sound of the gifts being unwrapped and the little kids giggling. Turkeys dropping on the linoleum. And now Jenna's in California and Jason's overseas and... I don't know, we're just so scattered.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I am glad I have you to share Christmas.
Sounds like I'm the consolation prize.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
John, this is a unique time for us. Let's make the most of it,
How?
We've been doing it all along.
Oh?
Think about each Christmas we've had. There was always something we could have complained about. But if we'd focused on all the bad things going on, we'd have missed the treasure of those times.
Yeah, treasure. Like you.
Like me. You're catching on. Now, while you've been busy fussing, you didn't even see what's happening outside, did you?
What?
Open the blinds.
Okay. Oh, it's snowing. It's a white Christmas.
See there? Oh, you almost missed it.
I'll put on that Christmas record, huh?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Have a seat, John.
Huh?
Or do you need some more fussing time?
Oh, I sure don't deserve you.
You're right. But you got me anyway. Your consolation prize.
Oh, no. You are my first prize.
Really now? Tell me more.
Oh, it's morning already. Oh, my back. Oh, that's what I get for falling asleep in this old chair. Well, oh, look at that. A white Christmas. Oh, thank you, God. Who's that? Lester?
Hi, Whit. Aren't you supposed to be away?
Yeah, my flight was canceled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It hasn't been the greatest Christmas. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm shoveling your sidewalk, and I'm almost through.
Well, thank you, Lester. Hey, how would you like some hot apple cider?
That would be very nice. But I can't. I'm busy.
Oh.
See, I don't have a lot of money, Whit, so for Christmas... Instead of giving gifts, I like to do things for people.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. Well, what kinds of things do you do, Lester?
Well, right after this, I'm going to shovel Mrs. Randolph's driveway for her, and then take some of my peanut butter cookies, I made them myself, over to a little girl's house. Her name is Melissa, and she loves peanut butter cookies. And plus, I'm going to give the whole Tanner family every single one of my candy canes.
Well... Lester, do you mind if I help you?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that would be great.
But you know what? I've got a few presents I'd like to give to some of the families around here.
Presents?
Yeah. Come inside with me.
What are you doing, Whit?
Oh, I'm finding some things to give away. Here.
A nativity scene?
Yeah, it's for the McKays. They don't have much. Unfortunately, there are only two wise men, but I'm sure they won't mind. Here.
Ooh, a violin.
Yes, yes. You know, a girl came into the shop the other day who used to play one. But her violin broke and she couldn't afford to replace it. Maybe this old one will work.
Oh, that's nice of you to give it away.
Yeah, it's a shame for it to be just a decoration. It needs to be played. Jerry would have wanted it that way.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, let's see if I've got anything else in here.
Wow! Hmm? May I pick this up?
Oh, sure, be my guest. Now, that's a special little treasure of mine. To remind me of other times.
Oh, I had a bell just like this, except mine had a green handle.
Huh.
Mama gave it to me when I was 7 years old. Every year, she'd tell me to put my bell up on the tree just as high as I could reach.
Huh.
And every year, I could put it higher. But when Mama died, I moved around a lot. It got lost.
Huh. You know what, Lester? I would like you to have that bell.
Wow. Are you sure? But this is like a... It's like a treasure. You said it yourself.
Well, the best kind of treasures are the treasures you share.
Oh, thanks, Whit. Thank you very much.
Well, are you ready to go?
Sure.
You know what, Lester? This has turned out to be a really nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we could start with Mrs. Randolph, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's going to be so happy you came with me.
And she's got a big driveway, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's huge. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I'm glad Whit found someone to spend Christmas with, aren't you? You know, when we're depressed or lonely, it seems like the thing we want to do the most is feel sorry for ourselves, and the thing we want to do least is think about others. But the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 4, "You should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others." Sometimes the best way to stop feeling sorry for ourselves is to, well, stop thinking about ourselves and think about the needs of others instead. This turned out to be a nice Christmas for Whit after all. And it's all because Christmas is a time of giving and a time of remembering the most perfect Christmas gift of all, the birth of Jesus. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Silent Night was written by John Fornoff and directed by Bob Hoos. Sound designed by Jonathan Crow. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, Jeff Doucette, DJ Harner, Natalie O'Hare, Jim Custer, Mandy Kaplan, Courtney Draper, Ryan Hankey, John DeVito, Benjamin Bryan, Jesse Flower, Ariel Winter, and Paul Herlinger. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll have a wonderful Christmas season. Merry Christmas, everyone.